News Every Day continues. This is day 7 today, but we're a week away from a big pattern change. Hang on. Today, tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, still dry each day, and we're likely to tie or break record highs every day through Friday. Over the weekend, the record highs are gone. We're back down to about 92 to 94 for highs, with isolated to widely scattered storms. Then early next week, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front moving through, which will lower the temperatures quite a bit by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The newly formed Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force has made its first arrest. District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced the arrest of 37-year-old Christopher Johnson for the shooting death of 23-year-old Artrivis Perry back in 2012. A second fraternity has been suspended after reports of hazing at Troy University. School officials are now investigating Delta Kappa Epsilon after a report was made with the national organization's hazing hotline. As of now, the university doesn't know how many students were involved. And Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, is now without a principal. School Board Chair Charlotte Meadows couldn't comment on Dr. Nicole Ivy Price's departure because it is a personnel issue. Meadows says they are now working to find a replacement. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. And in studio, before we really get going, Becky, I got to do the name game, but Becky Gerritsen is here. Hello, Becky.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm darn good.
Now, before we could do anything else, Shane Law. He needs to call 396-5477. Shane Law, call 396-5477 for your chance to win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy from Smart Skin
med spa and salon, but this is a one-hour massage with aromatherapy once a month for a year. Wow. Incredible prize. So Shane Law, call 396-5477 for your chance to qualify to win this massage package. What a great deal. Now, Becky, you're doing well. You're doing really good.
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Sure.
I'm having a ball.
Absolutely. It was good seeing you. I got to see you yesterday on Dan's show.
Short and sweet. It was great to see you all.
Well, you are known as a political activist.
I guess.
Yeah, now. But you've got a new assignment. I don't know how new it is.
I do. Well, in January, I took over as the executive director for Eagle Forum of Alabama. And many of your listeners may remember me as Tea Party Becky, which that's still my email address.
Sure.
I still go by that name. But I stepped down from the Wetumpka Tea Party to do work with this statewide organization. And let me tell you, I'm having a ball.
Good.
It is a lot of work. But I work with great people. We're building the organization. Uni Smith, the founder of Eagle Forum of Alabama, has been there since the early 70s doing this. And she has laid an amazing foundation and done amazing work for decades. So I just kind of get to pick up and ride her coattails. And we're having a great time.
Well, I'll talk about Uni for a minute. She's a great lady.
She's
her heart's in the right place. She has worked tirelessly for 30 years, at least.
40.
40, yeah.
Actually, we're into the 50s now. We just had our 49th Eagle Forum Council in Washington, D.C., and Uni was worked with Phyllis Schlafly before Eagle Forum was ever actually formed. She worked several years with her before. And Uni is just a wonderful mentor. She is a classy lady.
Oh, she's got a lot of class.
She is smart, and she's just, I'm so blessed to be able to work with her.
You may know that name, listeners. Her husband, her late husband, was Albert Lee Smith, who served in Congress for, was it two terms or one term?
Yeah, I forget. He was districted out, redistricted, and ran for Senate, I believe,
I think
one
so.
Time. But it was at least 1 year, and it was the year Reagan came in.
Right.
So he was in that little freshman
class. He may have beaten, did he beat John Buchanan?
Maybe. I can't remember.
Is that his name, John?
See, I told you. My brain's not as sharp as hers.
Buchanan was a moderate Republican at best, and Albert Lee outflanked him on the right.
Great conservative.
And beat him in a primary.
No, you mentioned just a second ago, and I kind of want to just I understand, so the folks out there listening understand, what's it like when you go to this Eagle Forum, you said National Council?
Yes.
What's like the day-to-day, like the TikTok, like what are you going through and what are you hearing about?
Well, what it is it's a big conference with all kinds of speakers covering all kinds of events. And we actually go up a day early and we meet with our Alabama delegation or any other congressman men or women that we want to meet with about some issues that are going through currently, like, for example, the Equality Act, Violence Against Women Act. We have some issues with some of these bills,
sure.
And so we want to give them some talking points and talk to them. So that's kind of the first day, but then the conference starts the next day, and we have speakers on all things from abortion to diversity to balanced budget, healthcare in America, excellence in education, all the way the transgender movement, the Green New Deal, things like that, socialism. And really, we start at about 8:15 in the morning, and we go till about 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So we tell everybody, we took more than a dozen folks from Alabama. I think we had, of all the states that were there, we had the biggest contingency. So I'm proud. I'm kind of competitive, so I was really happy about that.
That's great.
But we told them, guys, you know, you got to get your sleep before you come, because you'll be getting 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and that's it. So we do what we do. We go up there and we learn all kinds of stuff and make lots of connections with people across the country, and then come back and fight the battle here.
Now, if people, when you come back and you're fighting the battle here, if they want to look in helping y'all out or finding out information from Eagle Forum.
Or joining. Anybody can join,
yes.
Right?
So there are a couple ways that people can jump right in. And as we have our discussions, hopefully there'll be something out there that is of interest to you.
Sure.
And you'll be like, oh, I want to support them. But we have a Facebook page, Eagle Forum of Alabama, so you can watch what we put out, a lot of articles and things like that. But AlabamaEagle.org is where you can sign up to receive our emails. And we send out emails usually when there's just something exciting coming up or some bill that you need to know about. We don't send out junk mails. But when the legislative session begins, every week I put out an email, the bills that we're watching, what's happening, who's sponsoring, when the committee meetings are, and we want to keep people really engaged during our legislative session. So we do emails every week during the session.
That's good. That's good.
And you can support Eagle Forum on, you can pay $10 a month and just, you know, have it automatically come out, and that's a great way to do it. If you want to be an official member, it's $50 a year, and you receive several mailings throughout the year.
Okay.
From the National Eagle Forum as well as from Alabama Eagle Forum. So,
well, and how would you describe Eagle Forum if somebody was trying to, in a nutshell, like an elevator pitch, like what is your main bailiwick and policy focus?
So we are a nonprofit organization that is family focused. We believe in smaller government, lesser taxes, and just fighting for the family, trying to pass on our values that are really getting lost in the jumble. And we do a lot of work with education, especially in Alabama, down through the decades. But one of the, a lot of people may be familiar with is the Alabama Reading Initiative that was just recognized nationwide as one of the best. Eagle Forum was a big champion and a big writer of that initiative. And we just actually passed the campus free speech bill. We wrote that bill and helped get that passed this legislative session as well.
Well, and I have to rush to a middle ground here, especially as a kind of the local libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think a big problem, a lot of the problems with this nation are, say, lack of family structure or family formation in the first place. I think that is a huge problem for children, but for grown adults who don't have somebody they can rely on. All these different issues, I mean, issues with what people watch. I think what you watch, what you consume, whether it's information or food or whatever it is, these all can really affect lives and affect people's values and how they feel about themselves and their community. I think as a libertarian, my only slight disagreement might be on the means of achieving these things, but I just want to make clear, I'm rushing to the middle ground here, that a lot of the issues y'all are pointing out, I've read a little bit of your literature, I absolutely agree with. I think y'all have a speaker coming up in a few months.
We do.
It's some sort of mom? What's going on with the mom?
So the activist mommy, her name is Elizabeth Johnston. If you're on Facebook, you've probably seen her. A while back, Teen Vogue came out with, this is Teen Vogue we're talking about, had tutorials in their magazine on how to sodomize each other.
Oh my.
And this mom went off, and it was a viral video, and she's had over 70 million views on her videos. But she is a mom of 10 children. They homeschool. She is just a beautiful woman. And she speaks the truth. And she actually was responsible for getting Teen Vogue taken down, which was great. But
wait, they had an article for teenagers about
how to do it, pictures, and everything.
Well, that word covers old manner of sin, so I'm not sure. I get the picture, though. We don't have to go into details.
No.
Yes,
that's,
I mean, and we're talking teens here. And so the crazy thing, Joey, it goes into so much more detail than that. In our schools, we're seeing a lot of this kind of the sexualizing of our children is starting very, very young. But the activist mommy will be speaking. She is our annual fundraiser dinner, which is going to be coming up in January. And I hope you can do little sound bites from her videos. And she's just
Where is that going to be?
It will be in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the club in Birmingham.
Oh, cool.
So it's going to be great. But these are just some of the issues that are facing our country. And like you said, family structure is so important. When you look at our economy, when you look at people in poverty, you know, most of the commonalities are it's a single parent family.
Well, look at education.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know. Exactly.
Well, a lot of these Title IX fights that I think it'd be Title IX, or you mentioned transgenderism before.
Yes.
You know, like I'm going through Instagram the other day. Well, it was actually a year ago. And this person followed me named Evelyn. I'm looking at it. I'm like,
that can't be. Good.
I recognize the last name. I'm not going to give it out. But I recognize the last name. I'm like, is Evelyn related to. oh, Evelyn used to be Chris. Mm. And it took a second for me to kind of squint because the person was passing, so to speak. And so, you know, I didn't have any fear or any hatred. I was just like, well, that's interesting. I guess good for you. I'd want more of the story. But then where I start to draw the line is with these Title IX fights, these sort of things. Like, we're going to withhold federal funding if you say, like, you know, a guy now declares himself a girl and I want to be on the track team or the you know, whatever, the women's basketball team.
Or share the locker room or the bathroom.
Which is even worse, yeah. And so Eagle Form is taking on a lot of these fights.
Yes, absolutely.
I'd have chosen a better name than Evelyn.
I thought you were going to say his original name was Evan, and he went to Evelyn. That's
yeah. It was nothing like his original name, and it was just like, you know, it's one thing to see somebody in your own life. You're like, okay, explain this to me. Like, I'm not too much judgment here, but it's when people start, in my opinion, bringing the law to bear, and when you really are upsetting basic norms like bathrooms and locker rooms, and again, sporting competitions. It just doesn't. Dave Chappelle said in his special, it's very difficult to figure out how we all become equal. And I think a lot of people are rushing and using the force of government. And on top of that, you mentioned the new Green New Deal. I'm guessing Eagle Form and you aren't really in support of the Green New Deal.
Correct.
How dare you!
Did you happen to see her?
No. I did not run into her. I was hoping I wouldn't.
This is Greta Thunberg, yeah. She's now this activist from Sweden.
Oh, yes, right.
And that's the aspect of all this stuff that drives me nuts, is the shaming.
Yes. Well, did you see the meme that had the Catholic kid who had the MAGA hat on in D.C., and the Indian was yelling at him?
He
was not saying anything. They ripped him apart.
I know.
He was so innocent. And then this girl at the UN, she says all this stuff, and you're not allowed to say anything bad about her.
You can't.
You know, it's such a double standard all the time.
How dare you?
Does Eagle Forum, are y'all allowed to endorse candidates?
Eagle Forum of Alabama but there is a PAC.
That's what I was going to ask.
National Eagle Forum does, and actually Phyllis Schlafly endorsed me, and I won the PAC when I was running in 2016.
Okay.
Was great, but
sure.
Eagle Forum of Alabama is just quiet about, issues, yeah.
Yeah, y'all can educate on issues, but you can't really.
And we can hold forums and, you know, give people the opportunity to meet and greet.
But you can't advocate the election or defeat.
We could. But we don't.
Right.
Let me put it that way.
That makes sense. Now, is there something, and we can get more into this on the other side of the break, is there something coming up locally, say in the upcoming session, legislative session, that y'all are focused on?
Yes. Pornography. Mm. We have a resolution declaring pornography as a public health crisis. And I would love to talk to you more about that and transgenderism on the other side of the break, if that's where you're headed.
Yeah, we are. News and views from 9 to noon. Talking to Becky Garrett's Eagle Forum, Alabama. Jack, in a second we need to talk about our good friends at Bath Innovations.
I know we do. I thought we were going to do that when we came back. But
we can do that. We can do it now. We can do it when we come back. It's up to you, Jack.
Why is it always up to me?
I don't know.
They're good folks.
Yes, they are.
2331 East Boulevard, across from Home Depot, where the big duck is. They got a great showroom over there. If you want to make your bathroom go from drab to something else, go over there and check out some of the things they have, some of the things they've done. Go to bathinnovations.com where you can see some of their work. it's incredible. They can do conversions from tubs to showers. They can do walk-in showers. They can repair fiberglass, tub stuff. They can put in new tile. They can do it all at Bath Innovations. And their phone number is 277-2723. 277-2723. You can look them up on Facebook and check out what they've done or go to their website, either one. Bath Innovations of Alabama.
Thank you, Jack.
Your one-stop shop for making that bathroom look cool.
You want it to look good.
Don't like I laugh about it. I'm so slow in the mornings, I have to spend a lot of time in there.
You want to be in a beautiful setting while you're getting your business done.
I'm hobbling around on my one leg.
Right. Well, we got to hit this break. We do. We're talking again to Becky Garrettson, Eagle Forum of Alabama. And after this break, you heard it right, folks. We're going to talk about porn.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Adding 500,000 highly skilled employees to our workforce by 2025 is how we stay ahead in Alabama. Our economy is stronger than it's been in years, and a skilled workforce is more important than ever. Things move fast, so choose your path. Your success is waiting, plus a great future for Alabama. Success Plus. Go for it.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Heard it from a friend who...
Oh, you did? Okay.
Heard it from a friend who... Heard it from another, you've been messing around.
Again, that is the whistleblower theme now.
I love that, yes.
Welcome back to News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Becky Gerritsen. In the house. So, as promised, and I think we should live up to the billing because it's such a, well, it's a word that makes everybody go, oh, what? Mm-hmm. You have a, well, it's a fact sheet right here in front of me, and I think I have an article that's actually right around here. Pornography.
Yes, pornography.
Which justice was it? Was it Potter Stewart or Weezer White or one of those guys who said, I really can't describe pornography, but I know it when I see it. What it is, yeah.
Right. I can't remember the justice's name, but
yeah,
I know the,
it was one of those
old anecdote. Yeah, absolutely. So this is something you're looking to, a resolution you're looking to put through at the state level.
So can I just give a little bit of background of how we got to where we are in Eagle Forum anyway?
Absolutely.
So this year, there were several, I think there were 5 human trafficking bills that were in the legislature. And so Eagle Forum really jumped on, and we were pushing these bills, and working some with the Department of Justice at the federal level, actually, this summer. But there's an organization called the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, NACOSI. They had a global summit in Washington, D.C. on how to... They do this every year. You know, they have this big summit. And our general counsel from Eagle Forum, Margaret Clark, and myself, we went. And the focus this year was on pornography and how pornography is fueling human trafficking. So there have been 14 states so far that have passed resolutions declaring pornography as a public health crisis. And what this means, first of all, let's just talk about what you see with pornography. It people may not talk about it. I mean, you may talk about it with your friends or whatever, but it's not something that is an everyday conversation.
I'll put it this way. If you look at the top 10 websites month after month, year after year,
yes.
around half of them are these pornographic sites.
Yes.
So
yes.
People are watching.
Yes, the majority of activity on the internet is pornography.
Right.
It is a humongous deal. Like 50% of the population, you know, is addicted to porn, or it may not be quite that high, but it's very high.
Right.
And we're seeing this with children. So, for example, I have a friend who's a bus driver, and she drives a school bus, and she said, oh yeah, we have third graders on our bus looking at porn on their phones on the way to school.
Oh my God.
In Hoover, they have a bus driver who has had to break up sex acts on the bus, and they're filming these sex acts on the bus. Okay, so sidebar, this is why we didn't public school our kids, or you know, I'm sorry, you may think you have filters on your phones and your kids are immune, but no, their friends all have it,
right?
And they are not under adult supervision all the time. So, but what we are seeing is a huge rise in child-on-child abuse. So I have a friend who's a counselor in Birmingham. She had a family come to her and say, our child, our six-year-old, was exposed to porn at the neighbor's house and is now in reacting what she saw on her two-year-old sister.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, this, you guys, this pornography and seeing those visual things, kids want to reenact that. Parents, I mean, adults that are looking, it leads them to action. And it is such a huge part of our society that it's gone beyond people being able to control it themselves. So think back to the 60s and 70s when they declared smoking a public health crisis, and they started putting Surgeon General's warnings on, and they thought, you know, government has got to crack down on this. We have to do something about this. Well, it's time that we do something about pornography. The sex trade industry, we have more slaves in the world now than we ever had when slavery was legal. Sex slave, labor slave, this is a big deal. And this is one of the areas where we need to crack down on it. You will also see when you watch porn, it actually changes your brain. It changes the chemistry in your brain. It's very addictive. We're seeing new epidemics of, it's called pornography-induced erectile dysfunction. It's something that used to not happen with young men, but it is very common now. These Christian guys who have saved themselves for marriage, but they've been watching porn.
Right.
They get married, they go on their honeymoon, and they can't perform because of what they've seen. This really is a big, big deal. And this is something that...
Well, and everything you're saying actually doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
It does
but
not.
This was not my world. This was not
sure.
Things I used to even, you know, think about. But we are right in the middle of this. And we are, you know, talking to experts in this field on a daily basis. So we have a resolution that we have drafted, and we have... The National Center on Sexual Exploitation, we worked kind of in concert with them, had them look it over, make sure it looked good to them. And Representative Danny Garrett is going to carry it for us in the House, and Senator Dan Roberts is going to carry it for us in the Senate. And what this basically is just a resolution, so there's not a whole lot of teeth to it. But what it is going to do is begin to raise awareness of how, and it lists in there the ways that pornography is not a victimless crime. It is not just simple entertainment. And for those of you who are not involved in porn, which I hope there are many of you, porn now is not like porn in the 1950s. It's not just some nudie pictures. It's extremely violent. It is extremely graphic. And you know what, guys? It is illegal. All of this porn on the internet is illegal. Every bit of it. But it's not, the Department of Justice, and this is why we met with them 2 weeks ago, was to help encourage them to start cracking down and enforcing the law.
It's illegal on a federal level?
Yes. Yes. It
like
is.
Like the production of it in the first place?
Yes. And you cannot, like doing it, being on the internet and going from state to state?
Right.
It's illegal. Any frontal nudity that shows the genitals, that is called obscene, and that is not legal. Now, as when you think about the internet, more than 50% of the internet activity is porn.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're letting it,
that would be my only. I agree with you on all the health impacts, and especially the stories about young children and these phones are a portal to ulcer. I mean, I've seen the change. I'll put it this way bluntly without going into details. I'm a 30-year-old guy who's been single most of my life. Mm-hmm. I know about this world to a bit. And everything you're saying is true, in my opinion. And there's a change now to where, yeah, with your phone, you have this portal to this whole world, and yes. Some of it is. I would say, you know, your benign stuff, but some of it is very violent. And it is terrible to the idea that a young child, number one, I think it would traumatize them and it would be terrible on their impact. But my one worry on the government level, if it is currently illegal for obscenity on the federal level, is how do you put the genie back in the bottle, so to speak? It's so pervasive, and the one thing I would worry about, because it's so pervasive and so popular, even though people don't talk about it openly like we are now, if the government starts to crack down, does it make it even more dangerous for those who are engaged in the production of it? Does it make it to where people that would be in these sorts of films, they're actually being forced?
Okay, that's great, Joey. That is a great point. And if you have to take a break, just let me know.
We got a few minutes here.
What we are seeing, and especially the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, the majority of porn that's out there, they are forced to do it. As a matter of fact, at the summit, we had several porn stars that spoke, and what they had talked about is they were being forced to look like they were having fun, that they were wanting these awful things that were happening to them, and that's the majority of what we see, even in stripper bars. You think a woman starts off, oh, I'm just going to go make some money. Right. It's how it starts out. But then pretty soon she has a pimp. And pretty soon she can't stop. She is not allowed to stop. She doesn't get paid. She doesn't get fed. She doesn't, you know, she starts going on drugs because she doesn't want to do what she has to do. So I think your original question was, you know, how do we put the genie back in the bottle? Mm. Well, one of the first ways is we declare it a public health crisis. We begin to make it socially unacceptable. We begin to raise the awareness. Child porn is really, really a big deal. That's a big market of pornography. We need to hold these people accountable, and these children are not choosing to go into this. It happens with a lot of runaway kids. In Haiti, when the earthquake happened and a lot of parents were lost, there were a lot of orphans, a lot of these kids were picked up and put in the sex trade because these people came up and said, oh, we'll take care of you. We know your parents are gone, and they make friends with them. And then pretty soon they're working for them.
Wow.
And I mean, it's just really an awful thing. But I think,
do you find it difficult, not for you personally to talk about the issue, but because people are so hush-hush about it? I don't think it's mainstream in the same way as like, oh, I smoke cigarettes.
Right. Oh, yeah. No one's going to want to admit. Oh,
it's mainstream in a way that it's pervasive, but it's also still underground. So is it difficult to talk about the issue because people clam up whenever you bring it up?
Well, here's kind of where I'm coming from is because I am seeing it in this light, I'm seeing the truth behind it. I'm talking to these people who were in the industry. Let me just tell you this one story, because I don't think there's a lot of kids hopefully listening right now. And I will use language, hopefully, that will mask for little kids. But
sure.
This one porn star, she was talking about, because it's so graphic, it is so horrific what they were making her do. She said she would cut the middle of the scene. She'd say, stop rolling. She would have to go over, take several more shots of what she, you know, some hard liquor.
Sure. Yeah.
Because she could not get through the scene because it was so horrible. You know, and I mean, this is what people are watching. This is what people think is so innocent. Oh, she likes that. This is, she's just having fun. Right. Oh, no, this is not how it is. And so, because I see the victims in this and I see the children, what this is causing children and grown-ups to do to children and children to do to children, I want to talk about it.
Sure.
I want people to understand this is something we need to attack. Yes, it's uncomfortable. And yes, if you've been watching that, you know, you're going to be convicted and you're going to feel dirty and whatever, but it's time to address these important issues that are killing our society.
Okay. Well, coming up, there's some other things you wanted to address going into the new session here locally.
Sure. Okay.
And I honestly, I'm especially from the libertarian world, I've seen a lot of the free speech arguments, a lot of different stuff we could go into, but honestly, I don't want to keep talking about it for the next 20-something minutes because there are other issues. And the, let's say, the tight-lip, the clam-up factor that I mentioned earlier is definitely a real thing. So I don't want to belabor the point. But I
gotcha.
I would love to talk about it in the future, especially as we get closer to the session, what's
great.
Going
Thank
on.
Thank you.
But you said you had a few other topics that you were going to address at the session. Some other things. You have this resolution. You mentioned transgenderism, I believe.
Yes. So there, and I don't, do you need to take a break?
Yeah, we're about to take a break
Okay, great. We'll come back with that.
Okay. Folks, we're talking to Becky Gerritsen from Eagle Form, Alabama. Joey Clark. Hey, Jack.
We're going from porn to transgenderism.
I like
Thanks
it.
For having me. What other fun things can I bring?
Uncomfortable subjects, to say the least.
Yeah, but they do need to be talked about.
Yeah,
important
issues. Yeah.
But number's 272-9228 if you want to join in on the conversation. We'll be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Big Bang Gang would like to remind you, the home of Superman is Krypton. The home of Batman is Gotham City.
I'm Batman.
And now there's only one home of the Big Bang Theory.
This will always be my spot.
That's right. Only one
home.
Because now the
only
place you can see the Big Bang Theory all week long is
weekdays at 5 on WCOV Fox 20.
We live here.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The drought grows worse, and the string of record-high temperatures every day continues. This is day 7 today, but we're a week away from a big pattern change. Hang on. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, still dry each day, and we're likely to tie or break record highs every day through Friday. Over the weekend, the record highs are gone. We're back down to about 92 to 94 for highs, with isolated to widely scattered storms. Then early next week, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front moving through, which will lower the temperatures quite a bit by the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
Jack, you got to head out early?
Yeah, I got to scoot. I got a lunch meeting I have to go to, but Becky, this has been great. I wish I could stay around for transgenderism.
you can listen in the car.
I mean, as I say, I'm a gay guy who totally doesn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it. And that's not to be judgmental or anything. I just don't understand it. And maybe it's because I don't want to understand it. But anyway, you've been a great guest.
Yes.
You still got time on here with Joey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you listen in the car.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jack. And before we get into more of these issues, part of the program is brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Becky, these folks are great. They're downtown 38 East Jefferson Street. If you think where the alley station is, where that, you know, that Woolen Water Tower is, yeah, just like 2-3 blocks down from that, heading east, I suppose. Yeah, East Jefferson. And especially if you work downtown, they're very convenient. But even if you don't work downtown, they have a shuttle service to get you to work and get your car back to you whenever you need it. And the great thing about Jenkins is that most of their business right now, because they've built up these great relationships, is commercial vehicle fleets. And commercial vehicles for all sorts of different industries and places. And that means they have the best equipment in the city. Because they have to work on these special vehicles, which means they can work on almost any make or model of your car. They can do everything for you. And, you know, for the longest time, I was the type of guy who just, the car runs, it runs. And then when it messes up, it becomes like a nest of vipers and snakes. Like, what is this? I can't handle this. So then I learned, go have a regular place you go to. That's why I'm thinking Jenkins. Do their monthly checklist. They also have air conditioning repair, air filters, batteries, everything to do with tires, whether balancing, installation, repair, rotation, but also fixing those belts and hoses, brake repair. They do it all over there at Jenkins. So again, folks, check them out. They always deliver and always exceed your expectations. Unmatched quality. Their number for Jenkins Tire and Auto, 265-0792. Visit them online. You can make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Again, folks, I'm thinking Jenkins. You should be too. Great folks. Mike Jenkins is doing a fantastic job there with his team. So, let's get into the transgender issue. And I'm, again, very devil-may-care. Maybe it's to a fault on, you want to live your life your way? I might not agree with it. I might even tell you to your face, what you're doing probably isn't right. But at the end of the day, I at least want to understand why you're doing what you're doing. And so on the transgender issue, I've actually kind of searched out, why would somebody do this? Mm-hmm. What's going on with this? Some of the stories make sense, especially when it's an adult. I was telling you a story about a 50-year-old who changed life. It was almost like a midlife crisis, and it made the big change, the big transition. But that's one thing for a 50-year-old person to do it. It's another thing, and this is where I'm wondering where you're coming from, when I see children being brought into this and parents almost treating their children in a certain way. Mm-hmm. So where's Eagle Forum on this issue, and especially when it comes to the law and the legislature?
Okay, there's several things that I want to point out. First of all, years ago, transgenderism or gender dysphoria was a mental condition. So I was telling you off air, think of someone who has anorexia. They may only weigh 98 pounds, but they feel and they believe they are 300 pounds. So the same is true with a man believing he's a woman or a woman believing he's a man. It is a mental condition. Your DNA says what you are. Now, you may, you know, be attracted to the opposite sex, or like we said off air, you know, someone may want to dress up as the other person, but when you actually are believing that you are this person. But what we are seeing now is, especially with young people, this is kind of common, actually, that kids, you know, girls are tomboys, or, you know, boys like to cook and do these girly kind of things.
Sure.
That's kind of happened throughout time, but usually during puberty, I believe it's 89% of that works itself out, and this is normal. Sometimes you feel like you're maybe not boyish enough or girlish enough, But now what we have done is we are affirming that a five-year-old can say, okay, I'm not a boy anymore, I'm a girl. And so the parents begin treating this child as the opposite sex, and we are seeing doctors prescribing drugs. We are seeing 13-year-olds getting double mastectomies.
Right.
At 13 years old. I mean, these people have barely even gone through puberty. And these puberty-blocking drugs are very dangerous. They make you sterile. It's, you don't, you're making this decision as a young person. The parents are pushing their kids
this way.
Well,
you're not even the age of majority yet.
Right.
Well, and also,
you can't even go to a movie.
You wouldn't let a five-year-old decide what they're going to eat for dinner. You might let them have, oh, I want pizza. Exactly. But when it's like, I want ice cream every night, every hour of the day. No, and that's just what you're eating.
Right. So at Eagle Council last week in D.C., I met this wonderful lady. Her name's Erin Brewer. She's from Utah. And she was a trans kid. When she was in first grade, her parents got a letter from the school, from the teacher and the counselor, that said, your daughter thinks she's a boy. And here's a list of things that you need to do to help her. Mm-hmm. Things like help her to dress like a girl, get her into Girl Scouts and Brownies. They had this whole list of things to do. They did those things, and she turned around, and she embraced, she's still kind of tomboyish, and she says, you know, yeah. I am definitely one of those kids that was a trans kid. If I was born today, she said, but now they've outlawed, that's called conversion therapy, is when you give therapy like this, have them dress the way they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't affirm the way they want to go, but affirm the real person that they are. They are outlawing this in many states, that you cannot counsel someone to stay the same sex that they are. You are now supposed to affirm them in this opposite direction. And in Ohio recently, there was a six-year-old who wanted to say they were the opposite sex. The doctors wanted to start giving drugs, puberty-blocking drugs.
Oh, Lord.
The parents declined, did not want to do it, and guess what? The child was taken from the home and put in foster care.
That's unconscionable.
This is happening in our country.
Yeah.
We at Eagle Forum want to be on the front line so this doesn't happen in Alabama.
That's absurd. And honestly, like, I think there are basic standards for being a guardian, for being a parent, in the law. But I think it's too much. Again, I'm very much a limited government guy.
Right.
And I think when the government starts getting involved in these very intimate decisions, it goes too far. And I think also, though, we can use our minds here, just leaving government out of it. When you're talking about somebody that hasn't even hit puberty, is right at puberty,
mm-hmm.
when you start giving heavy drugs and procedures, it's very dangerous. And I'd say that on issues beyond just, you know, gender and whatnot. And again, like, people are perform all the time. This is what I don't get about it. There's, in my mind, like, men are men. Yeah, at the end of the day, men are men based on their DNA. But there's, you know, anywhere from Richard Simmons to, like, Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, there are different types of way of being a man and being a woman. And you can, you know, one of my favorite artists is Prince, for instance. Or you go back way in history, like Valentino, these dandies or whatever. And there are women who play more of the tomboy role. And all that's fine by my standard. It's when you start, I don't know, what do you think's driving it? Like, that it so early, you're doing this to kids at this early age, and to the point of medicating them. It just seems like we've run into this problem already with things like Ritalin and like over-medicating boys in particular. I don't understand this rush to medicalize this issue.
Well, I think, okay, ultimately, I believe it's a spiritual issue. I believe there's good and evil, and there is a war for our children. So I believe 100% that it's a spiritual battle. And evil is just coming against us. But I also think this is part of the communist agenda.
Hmm.
In 1963, it was read into congressional record, the 40 how many ever goals of communism. And one of them is destroying the family. Making homosexuality normal, getting into, you know, infiltrating the media and education and all these. I think this is just part of tearing down our society. Think about it. How easy would it be to take down a country when all their men are now women?
Fair enough.
And they're a bunch of pansies, you know, because they're not going to stand up and defend the women and the people in the country. So, I mean, I think there's, not to sound conspiratorial or anything, but I think there are forces, and as we see socialism creeping into everything, and you look at the Democrat, the guys running for president, guys and gals running for president, this is good for them. This is what they want. This is how they want to break down our society.
Yeah, and I think you're right there that somebody's pushing it. And I think also what happens is I think it's a very small, small group who push it. And I think the rest jump on board out of their bleeding heart.
Or they're intimidated.
Yes, that too.
Because you are, listen, standing up here on the radio and saying you are either a man or a woman. It is binary.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'll start getting the hate mail in my email. And
we're in Alabama.
And we are in Alabama.
It's nothing like, say, parts of California or New York. Yeah,
but we are considered the haters if we follow the science and we look to the truth. But, you know, you're scared. You're put into submission if you don't toe the line, it seems like.
Well, and that's why folks got to stand up. Folks got to stand up. But we got to hit another quick break here. Before we do, though, folks, as part of the program, brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. 279-8919. Cole Plumbing, number one in the number two business. They are number one in the number two business because they've been serving the River Region since 1977. And they're really on top of things. They offer personal attention and support to your family. As homeowners, we know how important it is to have your home working at its peak at all times. No matter where you live, Cole Plumbing knows that issues are bound to come up. But this is where their proprietary pipelining technology does such a great job. They specialize in these plumbing repairs so they don't have to dig up your yard or destroy your drywall in order to fix a pipeline. They can actually do this with a least invasive means possible, using industry-leading technologies and techniques. It's amazing what they can do at Cole Plumbing. So check them out at coleplumbing.com, coleplumbing.com, or again, give them a call, 279-8919. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Coming up to the closing minutes of News and Views, Becky Gerritsen is our guest. Be right back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly, have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door, repair any items that you've put off, present the home. Buyers like clean homes, be able to show the home with a short notice, allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions, promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
CBS Tonight has all new action. First on a new NCIS, Ziva's returned.
You lied to me.
I'm sorry.
Now find out why.
This cannot be what it looks like.
A new NCIS. Then on a new FBI, a kidnapping reveals a social media star's darkest secrets.
This stops right now.
A new FBI, followed by a new NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tonight.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Closing minute here of News and Views. Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Jack had to leave a little early, but Becky Gerritsen has been here hanging out with me. And Becky, it's good seeing you, number
it's
one.
It's great seeing you, too. Thank you so much for having me on.
And good talking to you. I don't think we've had an extended conversation like this
before. It's been a long time.
So it may be a
and
little off-air.
And usually Eric's with us.
Right.
But yeah.
And I'd love to have you back on the program soon. So,
great. I'd love to come back.
How can folks find more about Eagle Forum?
Best way is if you're on Facebook, go to Eagle Forum of Alabama and like our page so you can kind of follow what we're up to. There's also National Eagle Forum page that has a lot of great information on it as well. But go to our website, alabamaeagle.org, and up in the Take Action section, click on that and then join emails. And get on our email list so that people can stay tuned and up to date with what's going on in the legislature nationally and what's going on around the state.
Well, awesome, awesome. Well, Becky, thank you for being on. Really enjoyed it. And folks, that does it for News and Views today. Dan Moore's show, though, is coming up and all sorts of great